The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you have a gardening question, you need some help with the garden, the number to call is 855-660-4261. Talk with Tom. He'll get you set up, and we'll take your questions. Now, we have put on our website the trip that we are planning for next year on the Danube River. So if you go to my website, paulparent.com, on the bottom right side of the front page, it will say the Danube River. Click on it, and it will show you everything that is included with the trip. It's going to be a great time. It's starting with a couple of days in Prague and ending with a couple of days in Budapest, plus the seven-day river boat that travels from the Czech Republic into Germany, into Austria, and then into Hungary. And all the information is there. So go to paulparent.com. Bottom right side is a box. Click on it. And it will list everything we're going to be doing every single day. And you'll see a little highlighted area. If you click on that, it will take you to the hotels. It will take you to what the boat looks like and some of the sites that we will be seeing during the trip. And if the trip is booked by the end of the month, there is a $200 per person discount. So take a look at it, okay? And we'd love to have you join. It's a wonderful time, and if you've never traveled on a riverboat in Europe, you're in for a real, real treat. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sandy from Maine with a question about daffodils.
Okay, Sandy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi. Hey, Paul, what temperature did you say it was down there?
It was 30 this morning.
Okay. It's in Belgrade Lakes, on Great Pond, it's 42 at 6 a.m.
Wow. Well,
that's how much energy there is in the lake. It blows right up. I have peppers and tomatoes still on my deck.
That's
growing.
Wonderful.
I know, I'm blessed. Okay. I wanted to give people a couple of hints about bringing the amaryllis in, if I could.
Sure.
I take each amaryllis, which has been on the deck sunbathing since Memorial Day, so 4 months. I don't allow the leaves to get hit by frost or cold, real cold weather, and turn kind of yellow or wilt and die, because all that energy that's in that leaf that plant has photosynthesized from the sun all summer is going to drain down into the bulb, and that's what makes my bulbs produce two or three stalks each and a total of about 18 blooms on each amaryllis.
Right.
I see people making a lot of mistakes. Like, my parents always never rested them and watered them every day and did all these things that, you know, I didn't even know any better until I listened to you, and then I started developing my own thing. But one of the things I like to do is bring, I keep them out on the patio, I tip them over. It helps if you have someone else holding the plant, because it sometimes can slip right out. And then you crush the leaves. The leaves are very easily cracked and snapped, so you have to be kind of careful with them. And you want them intact so they can go downstairs while they're still green, and all that energy will drain. Of course, they won't be able to do that if they're broken off. And what I do is I try to get some of the detritus off the top, you know, loose pine needles. And the reason I do that is I have a lot of spiders and bugs out here. I live in the woods. And I don't really want them in my house. You know, I know they're great outside, maybe, but they're not great in my bed. So what I do is I tip them over to get out whatever I can. Sometimes some of the spiders will leave, but the eggs won't, and some of the smaller spiders will tuck in. So I tip it back up, and I have it down on my deck, and I go down to the base of the bulb, and I separate very carefully each leaf, and I actually blow in and get out the hemlock needles and things that are just very small on in between each blade. I know this sounds crazy, but I do it. And then I run my finger along the inside of the pot, which some of them are 18-inch pots, to just loosen up any critter that needs to be, you know, invited to leave. And then I take my Windex spray bottle, and I spray in between each bulb, and I spray the pot, and I spray underneath the outside of the pot, just below the rim. Sometimes when they manufacture the plastic pot, they must use a mold that has a lot of different little boxes. Don't know why. And spiders love to hide in there and have babies. And I just don't want 100, you know, spiders coming in on each bulb. And I'll spray in there, and they all leave. That's it. Doesn't hurt the plant, and I can actually take a fairly thin rag, like one you might even think about throwing out, and run it up the blade of each leaf, because a lot of the nests for the really small jumping spiders are actually out on a leaf that might curl under a little. They love that spot. And the blades that I have are sometimes up to 3 feet long. And so I'll just gently run it up. They're gone, and the plant comes in, and I know it's really pretty clean. And, you know, I've done the best I can. It goes down in the basement. The leaves are still totally pretty much green. Might be some that are starting to turn yellow. They're down in the basement, and I just forget about them until they look awful. And then my plumber saw them this winter, and he said, "You ain't getting any blooms out of that thing." And I said, "You watch." And in March and April, he came back, and what he saw made his jaw drop. He said, "Wait a minute, that's the bulb?" He said, "Yeah, that is the pot. I recognize that pot." He said, "That, wow." So it really, really works. And yeah. I am able to grow all my tomatoes and plants and everything on a deck that only gets 3.5 hours of sun. So how you amend the soil is, it's everything. So yeah, pay attention when you repot your amaryllis. Like you said, go up a couple inches and think about what you're putting in there in the soil. It makes a big difference.
Yeah, it does. What I do with my amaryllis, I mean, I have some that I'll put in my garden, and then I'll have some that I will grow in a pot. And what I do is I'll just take a bucket with some Dove, a Joy, or any kind of a liquid dishwasher, and I'll wash the sides of the pot, and that will get any of the soil that may have splashed on it. But it cleans the sides.
Oh, wait a minute. So when you say you put them in the garden, they're still in the pot.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So don't put them in the ground. Got it. Okay. I missed.
Yep. And then I wash it really well, bring it inside.
Yep.
But before I bring it in, I'll spray all of my plants that I put out for the summer with the Bonide All Season Oil.
Yep. Yep.
Now, the Bonide All Season Oil is a paraffin wax-based product. And what I do is, if it's a small plant, I'll turn it upside down, spray the underside of the foliage and get it nice and wet, then turn it up, set it on the deck, spray the top of the foliage, and get it into all the nooks and crannies of the foliage. If it's a big plant like a ficus or a schefflera, my wife will hold the plant at a 45 degree angle, and I'll spray underneath all of the foliage, all the stems, stand it up, then I'll spray all of the top of the plant. And what I like about this all season oil is it will kill the adult,
yeah,
it will kill the young, and it will kill the eggs all in one application.
Cool. Very cool.
So
thank you,
that
Paul.
Way,
I just the only other question I had was on my daffodils in this one catalog. It crazily says I have to dig. I can't remember if I put this up the last week or not. Sorry, I have someone dialing in and I forgot to star 70. But it says dig a 12 inches below where you plant the bulb. I can't do that. I'm
no,
getting
it's
rock
too
and
deep.
Clay.
No, the Dutch recommend that you cover the bulb with twice the amount of soil as the bulb is tall. So if the bulb is 6 inches, you need a foot above it. And the daffodil is only 3, so 6.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Are you an organic gardener? Farley does the fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide Products. Bonide Captain Jack Dead Bug Brew. It's the answer for all your gardening insect problems. Captain Jack works two ways, on contact and through feeding, and it will ensure your insect problems are over. That's Captain Jack to control all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, and shrubs. Captain Jack, all-organic insect control. It's easy to use. That's Bonide Captain Jack.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck, the easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is non-caustic and safe for any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Lowe's Home Improvement stores or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
Welcome to the Paul Tarrant Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. If we can help you, give us a call. And, you know, it's time to feed your lawn. Let's put the lawn to bed the right way. When you apply a fertilizer at this time of the year, 75% of the food that you apply is stored in the plant to make it stronger during the fall and winter months while it's growing a little bit and on the dormant side. 25% is used to give you a little bit of growth. So it's really important, and the best time to feed the lawn is in the fall. Now, we've talked a lot about this Turf Truss. It is a commercial fertilizer used by lawn companies, and it's a fertilizer that will last for up to 14 weeks. Compared to a company like Scotts, it will last six. So it lasts twice as long and then some. If you cannot find it, I want you to go to this website, ProTurfProducts.com. That's ProTurfProducts.com. And when you get to the website, you type in your name, address, and so forth, and they will tell you if there's a location near you. If not, they will ship it to you for free. You just mentioned Paul Parent, and the freight is on me. You put it down. It's a great product. And once you've used this, you will not change. It's a great product. And again, just go to ProTurfProducts.com. Look for the CDU to suppress disease. It's slow release. It has micro and macronutrients. And it will feed your lawn for 14 weeks. So that's all of October, all of November, and December. And there's nothing better than that. So check out the website, and if you can't find it, they'll ship it to you for free if you mention Paul Parent Garden Club. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Marilyn from Mass with a question about strawberries.
Marilyn, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with your strawberries?
I'm sorry, that was Marilyn.
Well, I have some ever-bearing strawberries that plants, and so they were still having strawberries. But the thing is that they are, I have ants in them. So is there any way to put out something that would have the ants go to a dish of something versus
yep.
this little red strawberries?
Yep. What my grandfather had me do, and many, many years ago, and I had the best results because I didn't want to put anything toxic that
right.
was going to kill, you know, or go into the strawberry. And what he had me do is we went to the supermarket, and we bought a box of 20 Mule Team laundry detergent. And growing up, you probably saw TV commercials for the 20 Mule Team or for the cowboy shows that they always sponsored. And what we did is we mixed the 20 Mule Team Borax laundry detergent and white sugar, just regular white granulated sugar, at a 50-50 ratio.
Okay.
And then what you do is you just sprinkle it in your strawberry bed. The ants will pick up the borax to bring it to the nest. When they eat the borax, it will crack their outer shell, and they'll lose all of their body fluids. Now, the other thing that you can do, if you have ants coming into your house, do the same thing. 50% sugar, 50% borax, okay? Laundry detergent. And you put a tablespoon on your concrete foundation about every 3 feet. The ants coming in the house will eat it, they'll die, and you'll never have a problem again. And if the dog eats it, no problem.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck, the easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is non-caustic and safe for any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Lowe's Home Improvement stores. Or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds your plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. My mind is in a different place. My grandson is getting baptized today, and my mind is there and trying to do the radio show, and I forgot to call Ken Kukurowski from the Bayer Advance Company. We now have him, and we're pleased that he's able to spend a few minutes with us and talk a little bit about digging in your lawn. You're probably getting raccoons and skunks beginning to dig holes in your yard, and that's grubs. And Bayer has a great product that will take care of it, and it works really, really well. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Glad to hear your voice.
I'm glad to finally reach you. I just forgot all about it this morning. I apologize.
Oh, it's not a problem.
So tell our...
Today you want to talk about grubs, huh?
Well, you know, we know it's the end of the season, and we know that the animals are getting ready to go into hibernation, and they're looking for food to get nice and fat, so that while they hibernate, they'll have something to live on, and they're beginning to really dig up the lawns. What do we do, Ken?
Well, Paul, there's really only one product that is a curative grub control product or a rescue grub control product, and it is the product that we sell called season-long grub control. The other grub control products that we've talked about, and we've talked about them in the summertime, are preventative And those are the kind that you apply, and they'll prevent the grubs from developing, and they have a wide window of application. And you know, we talk about applying them around the 4th of July or sometimes even earlier. But if you've forgotten to do that, and if you can't even remember if you forgot to do it, and you've got skunks or raccoons digging up your yard, then you forgot. And the only thing that you can really do at that point is to use season-long grub control, make the application, water it in, and it will kill the grubs in one day, and the raccoons and skunks will have to look elsewhere for their food. And you're exactly right. The nice, juicy grubs, you know, we joke, among ourselves, we joke about them being land shrimp, but they are a very good source of food for raccoons and birds and skunks. And if you eliminate them from your yard, those four-legged or two-legged critters will go elsewhere for their delight, and your yard will be spared.
Now, if we put it down today, how long would you run the sprinkler to change the powder to a liquid?
You buy this as a bag of granules, and you apply it according to the spreader that you have. You know, there's the spreader settings on the bag that tells you. And I only put on about a quarter of an inch of water, so I would not water it as much as you usually water your lawn to get a good soaking drench, but just water it enough to move the granules, move chemical off the granules and into the soil. So a quarter of an inch is enough.
Perfect. Okay. So if we can do that, then that will control it, and then we won't have a problem next year. And it's something that we really have to do. I've had quite a few emails, and people are coming out in the morning, and they're finding holes here and there. And then in some cases, they've ripped out areas 10, 15 foot in diameter.
It looks like you've taken a rototiller and gone into your yard overnight and rototilled the lawn.
And when we talked the other day, you were telling me you just came back from Illinois, and you and your team were actually counting grubs that you had killed.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We you know, we call them grub digs, but what we've done is we make applications of experimental materials on our research farm, and also we compare them against positive standards. And for curative products, 24-hour grub control is the positive standard. And in the case of 24-hour grub, you know, we measure the efficacy 1 day after application, 3 days after application, and 7 days. And at 3 days, the grubs are dead. 7 days, the grubs are dead. 1 day, they're starting to get lethargic. But after 3 days, the grubs are dead. And the most amazing thing about the testing that we did, and I guess I didn't remember this from before, but I was up to my elbows in earthworms. And people always ask me, you make an application to your yard, what's it going to do to the earthworms? Because we know earthworms are beneficial. Boy, oh boy, we had earthworms galore in the untreated plots, in the treated plots, and I'm very happy to report that.
That's great. So we know that it targets only the grubs and does not hurt the beneficial earthworms in our soil, which is a real positive fact with a product like you have developed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, earthworms help aerate the soil for us. They help a lot of different ways, and we want to protect earthworms that we have in our soil.
Wonderful.
So I'm happy to say that this one won't hurt the earthworms.
And they can find it at their local garden center.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, we want to keep the bugs from coming inside the house. What would you apply around the foundation or on the foundation to keep those bugs from coming in during the next month or so?
Well, first, Paul, having had a son when he was many years ago when he was growing up, the first thing you want to do is have the kids close the door when they walk outdoors. And I know that's probably a lament that most parents make. But the thing to do is to go around your property and seal the cracks. Make sure that the brush is not touching the side of your building. If you've got mulch up against your foundation, move it away from the foundation and put stones there in its place. And then after you've done all of that preventative work, then make an application of home pest plus germ 3 feet up, 3 feet away, or complete insect control for soil and turf 3 feet up and 3 feet away, and you'll go a long way. And this is on the outside perimeter of your house, and you'll go a long way in preventing any of those critters from coming in and bothering you in the wintertime. One more thing we have to tell people is, I know in the northern parts of the country, you like to have your firewood close by so that you can get at it more easily. You don't want to ever put firewood up against your building. You don't want to attract any of the critters, spiders, or possibly even termites, but to be close to your building. So when you stack your wood pile, stack it up someplace convenient for you, but away from the building. And if you're going to spray around it. Don't spray the wood pile that you want to burn in your house, but spray around it so that you don't bring any critters in the wintertime.
And you don't want to spray the firewood itself, right?
Absolutely correct.
Yeah, because if you spray the firewood with a product and then you have an open fire, as the product heats up, it will create a gas,
right,
and it will be released into the air, and you'll be breathing it. So don't spray your firewood. If you've got bugs, take that firewood and use it for a fire pit outside, not inside the house.
Or, you know, another thing, too, is as you're setting up your pile, get a whisk broom and brush off the critters and restack it, but then spray the ground below where you put the firewood, or spray around it, but not the firewood directly.
Okay. Now, inside your basement, what would you put where the concrete and the wood meet to keep any insects from coming in?
Oh, now we're talking about like the floor joists and the exposed floor joists that you have in your basement.
Right.
Home pestless germ killer. A light spray of that. Nobody needs to drench anything below, but a light spray of that will take care of millipedes, camel crickets, any ants that you have there. You'll be satisfied with that. And that is, again, that's a spray that you can use in the kitchen, in the basement, outside, inside, outside. It controls the insect pest, and it also keeps under control the germs, the bacteria that they may
bring inside. Okay. Now the other thing that has created a problem, like at my house, I'm getting a lot of crickets that are coming in. I guess they're coming in through the bulkhead. Can we spray that product on the floor in the basement? Okay. So if you have a concrete floor and you're getting crickets like I am, just put a light coating on the floor. Give it a chance to air dry before you go back inside. And it will help, because right now I can be watching TV at night and I can hear the crickets in my basement. And usually what I will do if it gets really, really loud is I'll buy a flea and tick bomb and I'll put a couple in the basement, and it's going to depend on the cubic footage, and we'll set off the flea and tick bombs, leave the house with the pets for a 3-hour period, come back, open up all the doors and windows in the house, and in the basement, give it a chance to air out for a good hour before we go back inside. And if you have pets and you're starting to feel like your ankles are being bitten, it could be fleas that are coming in off of your pets, even though you've put different products on them to control it. And the flea and tick bombs will take care of any fleas and ticks in your carpet, on your furniture, and it does a great job. I do it every fall because I know that the dogs are going to bring some fleas in. Again, even though we do put the pet care on it. So just prepare. You know, if you're seeing any digging, get the All Season. The active ingredient is Dilox. And as Ken said, within 7 days, everything is dead. And that will eliminate any damage to your lawn. Thank you, Ken. We appreciate your time. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Elizabeth from Cape Cod with a question about bees.
Elizabeth, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. I have three topiary plants on my deck. They're about 4.5 feet tall, and they're in containers. One is a blue spruce, and the other are some variations of like an Alberta spruce.
Okay.
I have bees that go in them, and I sprayed them with a spray. I've also had ants in them. I put bear tree and shrub in the base of them about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
Do you have any suggestions?
Yep. When we come back from the break, we'll go right to that, and it's something that you can easily take care of.
If you want your lawn to be as green as it can be, why not use the best grass seed you can buy? Jonathan Green Black Beauty Grass Seed is a revolutionary breakthrough in turf grass breeding. Black Beauty is naturally dark green in color and has roots that can grow up to 4 feet deep into the soil for superior drought tolerance. Black Beauty grasses also have a protective waxy coating like you'd find on an apple, which preserves moisture and shields your lawn from turf disease. Overseeding your existing lawn with Black Beauty will quickly improve the appearance of the entire lawn. Insects such as chinch bugs are the bane of any lawn's existence. Black Beauty grass seed contains naturally occurring organisms called endophytes that repel insects and reduce the need for using chemical pesticides. Help your lawn reach its full lush potential. Black Beauty grass seed by Jonathan Green. Eco-friendly, carefree, for the best lawn in town. Available at your local hardware store or garden center.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the super enzymes, all on sale for summer. at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. And we're talking with Elizabeth. Elizabeth, good morning.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure. Tell us a little bit more about your problem.
Well, I have three topiaries on the deck, and I use them to provide a little bit of privacy. And they're about, one is a, I would say a blue spruce. I know it's a spruce, and it looks like a, it's shaped like a palm tree kind of type of shape. The others, I think, are kind of an Alberto spruce, and they have three globes. I had big black ants crawling in the globe trees, and I did put some bare tree and shrub in a couple of weeks ago. And then I had these bees, which I don't believe are good bees, flying all over the place inside of them. We got a spray that's a wasp and hornet spray, and it says that it's okay to apply to garden things. But I'm concerned that we're going to leave them out in the winter, and I'm concerned that the trees are going to die over the winter.
Okay. What I would do is this. Right now, the bees are still active, and I know that a lot of the hornet and wasp sprays, that if you put a lot of it on the plant, you're going to kill where the spray has been applied to the plant, and you'll end up with these brown patches.
Yep.
Wait until we've had some cold weather. Like this morning at my house in Kennebunk, it was 30 degrees.
Wow.
Okay? Cold weather like that slows them down. And then what I would do, you get up early, take out the garden hose, and really give that plant a blast of water and see if you can knock out the nests or any of the insects from it. And if there's a little paper nest and you can knock it out, then the bees won't have any place to go, and then you should be okay. And anything that's evergreen like that, you can't put it in a house that's going to be 70, because the plant will continue to grow and it needs a rest period. The best place to put it is in a garage, in a tool shed. If you've got a raised deck or a raised porch, then you can put it underneath the deck or underneath the porch where it's going to get the cold weather, because you have to mimic nature. And by putting it in the house, it doesn't get that cold weather for the plant to rest. So knock out the nest with your hose, pressure from the nozzle, and then relocate it to a different area. And if you don't have a garage, a tool shed, or underneath a deck where you can place it, put it up against the house on the north side so that it's sheltered from the sun and from the wind. If you can eliminate the wind, then you're going to have a lot less brown tips on the foliage. If you eliminate the direct sun hitting the pot, you'll prevent the soil from warming up during the day and then freezing at night. And what happens is when it warms up, the roots relax. And then at night it freezes, the soil expands, and the roots stretch. So this relaxing and stretching, eventually the roots snap. So put them someplace where they're going to be sheltered. Add some water if it's underneath the overhang. I have taken ewes, a pyramidal ewes that I had in a whiskey barrel. I've taken Alberta spruce that I had in pots. And I just put them in the back of the house. And in the back of the house, I've got shrubbery there now. I just put them in between. But they're up against the house. They're protected from the wind. They're protected from the sun, so the container doesn't freeze and thaw. And because they're up against the house, you're not going to have the water come off the roof, fill the container full of water, change it to a block of ice, and kill the plant. And then you'll be in good shape. But anything,
well, first aid would be a good place to put it. If I, we have some parts of the house that are in
radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.